Hey guys, welcome to the Blissful Programmer podcast. I'm your host Saurav. And today, this is going to be one of the first podcasts I'm starting. So let's say 001. Or let's actually say it should be 0.0.1. Like a minor patch. Alright, so in this podcast, I want to talk to you guys about how do you know if software engineering is the right, you know, place to go, the right career for you. How do you know that if you are suited to code, if you are the right person to code, you know. So I started coding back in, I think, 2013. And I remember when I started, I was not getting the whole idea of coding. So I will be honest, like when I started, I think in my undergrad, I started with electrical engineering, and then in the second year, I mean sophomore year of my engineering, I switched to computer science. I remember taking the in the first year, in the freshman year, I remember taking the course C programming, and I'll be honest, it in the start it kind of made sense, but for one reason or another, it just didn't really. I didn't really feel really good about it. I mean, I couldn't really relate to it. And I was always wondering back then, like, you know, like it was kind of a struggle for me. And the main reason, I mean, when I started, a lot of times, you know, like Hello World and so, like all the programs, that was all good. And this is about 2013, 12 or 13. And I hadn't coded before that. So yeah, I mean, I got started with like simple programs like Hello World or addition, subtraction, multiplication. And then we got into, you know, like garbage collection and malloc and all those function. And the problem with C, as a beginner, the problem with C is you don't have the concept. I mean, I kind of understand. I mean, if you're going for an engineering education in computer science, what will happen is one of the first course which you will take, I don't know what happens right now, it's been like 7-8 years, but that when I first started, it was like I started with C, and don't get me wrong, I mean C is a great language, but it's not the best, and I mean, C might be suited to get kind of the overall understanding of how computers work. So in a way, it's beneficial, but it's not a language which is gonna make you fall in love with programming. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure you'd agree with me. I mean, if you fell in love with C when you first started programming, well, kudos to you. You are very smart. I envy you. But normally, from my perspective, C or C++ should not be the first language you should get started with. Choose a simple language which is very easy to understand. Let's choose like Ruby. Let's choose Python. Like language which is built on top of, you know, like assembly or low level languages, you know. And yeah, like Ruby, there are some Ruby compilers which uses C or C++, Java, etc. There is one compiler which converts Ruby into Ruby, but anyway, let's not talk about it. So my point is, from my perspective, if someone is just starting with programming and he's just getting his, you know, feet wet into the realm of programming, it's important to really feel some kind of accomplishment when you are programming. So suppose you are trying to build something. That's what we do. Like engineers, if the main thing about being coder is you like to build things, you like to create things, and that's the best thing. I mean, that's the best feeling you can have, is like there was nothing existent and you created something out of, you kind of collected everything, you understood everything on the fly and generated something which is making money for others, or even you, or other companies that's making millions. And that's a big thing. It's like you are developing something which is economically changing the lives of people, economically or work-wise, professionally. And that's a pretty big achievement. But you first, from my perspective, you first of all want to solve a problem, and you want to feel, like, oh, I can solve this. Oh, I can write a program which can give me Fibonacci sequence, nth place of Fibonacci sequence, let's say. I can write a program which can act like a calculator for me. I can do addition, subtraction, I can maybe build my own calculator. And then you feel really good, and you feel, oh, this is pretty cool. I can actually create things which didn't even exist before. And from my perspective, that kind of makes you more interested into programming. It's like, oh, I solved this problem. What's next? Oh, let's try to solve this problem. Next, let's try to solve the another problem. So that is important when you are, I mean, having like, that's kind of important when you are starting with programming for sure. So anyone going for like, anyone trying to start programming, I would recommend don't choose like C or Java languages, because you will hate it. Okay, that's what I did. I'm not gonna say I'm the smartest guy in the room. So yeah, I hated it. There were guys who really understood it very well. They were writing quotes after quotes, but I didn't do very well. Okay, slowly I kind of got my head around it over the years. In my undergrad, like I think by sophomore year end, I kind of understood, a little bit more about having enough depth to really feel like, okay, I can code, So getting back to the topic of this podcast, how do you know that you can be a programmer? Well, if you can solve a problem, if you like to jump into a situation where nothing exists, people don't know how they have a problem and they want it to get it solved, but they can't solve it on their own. That's who you, like, as a programmer, that's pretty much your job, It's like, I mean, a lot of time there is a new idea, new project, people don't know how to build it, and you are the one who have to figure it out. Excuse me, that's in essence what software engineering or programming is all about. It's not about copying code or, like these all things. It's about actually thinking and solving a problem. That's it. So if you like to solve a problem, if you're one of the people who, likes to kind of solve or figure out something, reverse engineered things, and just try to understand how this thing works, then programming is for you. So if like there's an assessment test, there's a pretty cool company, Crystal, and you can look it up. So they have a disc type, and on the disc it's kind of like, like a psychological on personality quiz kind of thing, and they use machine learning on the back. I mean, you don't have to worry about the thing, but they have 16 different disc types, and for a programmer, the best ones are your arch I mean the best attribute, the best disc definitions would be architect, questioner, and skeptic. So if you have these quality, or analyst can also be the same. But yeah, if you have architect, questioner, skeptic, or analyst, kind of quality, that's kind of your motivation, that's how you think, then yeah, programming pretty much programming is for you. And if you don't think like that, programming is gonna help you think like that. So I'm not gonna say, like, from my perspective, anyone can code, okay? Anyone can learn programming, anyone can do well. But if you really want to rise in software engineering overall career, then from my perspective, either you have this quality or you work towards this quality. So there's no born talent, there's no born, you know, things. You cultivate through practice, you cultivate through your experience. And coming back to the last point, if you are starting programming, then don't choose a language which is like C or C++ or Java. Don't do that. It's just not right. I don't feel it's the right thing to do for college, universities and all. It's not. Let students learn through simple languages so they understand the concept. Then slowly you tell them, okay, what are the shortcomings of these scripting languages? You show them how C and C++ actually solves it so that they have a complete picture of it. And then they will appreciate C and C++ or Java more, you know, because there are problems which can't be solved with simple scripting. I won't say scripting, but, you know, like high level languages which C and C++ can solve or Java can solve, or not solve, but I will say do more efficiently. Okay. So yeah, that's gonna be my 2 cents about who should program, and like what particular skills should you have in order to be a good programmer. So yeah, just start. I would say just start, choose a scripting language, just see. If you like to solve problem, you're gonna be a good programmer. If you like to create something out of when there's nothing existent, you're gonna be a good programmer. If you like to figure out stuffs, you know, like, hey, this is an idea, I want to figure out things, I want to learn, I want to try. And yeah, you're gonna fail a lot of time, but that's the best part of being software engineer, that you learn. Every time you fail, you learn. Every time you fail, you should have like your own notebook where, oh, there is a bug, there is this thing is not working. So you check the error, you go on Google, you go on other places, you check out issues on GitHub, and you mainly try to gather the information you need to solve a problem, and you keep moving forward, and at the end you create something. So yeah, that's that I would say that's pretty much what you will need to be a good programmer. And I think anyone can be a good programmer. You just have to either you love it really, or you practice and you eventually fall in love with it, you know. So yeah, that was all I had to say in this podcast. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to my podcast, and I'll be talking more about software engineering and programming related, you know, topics, and at the end help you become a blissful programmer. Thank you.